Welcome, you're Moria.
Thank you.
Last time I saw you was at Soul Canvas.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, and we meet again.
Yeah, here we are again in New Orleans this time. Okay, we were in LA last time.
Heat, how you doing with this heat? Are you staying hydrated?
I am staying hydrated. I have been in the South since Miami for ABFF, so I am pretty acclimated right now. Although this is the most intense humidity that I've had in the past month. Yes.
Lord.
We're below sea level, so it's like I remind myself I'm like swimming through the ocean. Kind of what I said myself.
Anyway, for all you guys that don't know, which you should know, Yamoria Wright is an amazing multi-hyphenate artist from San Jose. Is that Bay Area?
Yeah, Bay Area.
Okay. Her short film, Chocolate Sprinkles, is actually getting screened here in a biggest festival too, like Essence Film Festival. So tell us how you feel about that. How does it feel to have your projects being screened at one of these big festival?
It's surreal. I mean, I'm really grateful to the writer-director, Haria Muhammad, for assembling such a strong team of Avengers. To be one of the producers of Chocolate with Sprinkles has been such an honor. And matter of fact, what's today? It's the 5th.
Yes.
Today, okay. July 5th, 2024. This is a year from when we started production last year. July 5th, 2023 was our prep day.
Wow.
Yeah, so this is very surreal.
That was a full circle moment.
Very full circle moment. Yeah, but it feels amazing.
Oh my God. Now, before we get into like other stuff, I want to talk about how you manage like finances, like financially, you know, to create a project, a short, you know, in that short amount of time that you had as well. Like, how do you navigate that?
You know, it is definitely a skill. It definitely takes a team. And you have to be honest with the script, right? The writer, director, and the producers have to have honest conversations about breaking that script down, understanding your locations, understanding the vision of every intricacies. Like, it could be as small as, you know, Keisha, she wears a scarf in her head. Like, you know, it could be as small as those wardrobe things.
Yeah.
You have to be able to really be honest with every single line item on the budget based on the vision of the director, the division director has, and also what you see on the script, right?
Yeah.
And so it does take time to, I think, build those skills. But once you have them, I do think breaking it down, you can do it a lot faster.
I mean,
but there still takes, you know, like a second mind, because you have to be able to anticipate the costs that are not built into the screenplay itself, right?
Right.
There's those things that we don't expect, like we had to get our student teacher an Uber because her car broke down, right? It wasn't expensive, but those are those small things you have to have, you know, that you have to have budget for, right? You have to be prepared for those.
And how did you go about the raising of the funds itself?
I mean, the raising of funds took time. It was, you know, really Haria leading, spearheading, having to tap into her family, her network. The story is very personal to her.
Yeah.
Her parents owned a donut shop and growing up, and she worked in that donut shop, which is, you know, what Chocolate Sprinkles is based on. And so, you know, I think that personalization of the story also certainly helped because she believed in that. And I would say when people are financing for their projects, whether it is personal story or not, you have to come into something with the connection that your personal connection, because people want to know, especially for a short film, which people are not expecting profit from, right?
And but, it shows.
Yeah, but it shows. But what are you, they're investing into the vision and they're really investing into the creatives themselves, into the careers of the creatives, right? So that's really important when you're raising money.
Okay.
Yeah, that personalization.
The personalization is key. I mean, it will definitely show up. Like, we could see that, you know, in the film itself. You could tell that was a personal story.
Exactly.
We could feel that in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's get technical a little bit.
Okay.
I want to know, what are your, like, maybe two or three words that you use to just guide you through your work that maybe other creatives may want to know? Like, just three core values or concept?
So, core values that I have?
Yes. Three.
Okay.
Or two.
Three or two, patience.
Okay.
Is it like that, right?
Yeah.
That's what you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Patience, because you can really hit the pavement. You can, you know, go full-fledged into your career, but you're not in as much control as you think in terms of how things pan out. I've had some fantastic opportunities. I've worked with some phenomenal people. Some of them I'm going to end up seeing today. People I worked with like years ago that I'm going to first meet today, right?
Yeah.
You don't get to determine when those projects really get off the ground. You can work hard. You can get contracts and agreements. Things happen. Strikes happen. pandemics happen, if you didn't learn in this 21st century and then this specifically in this decade that things happen, I don't know what to tell you. So patience. Another thing on that patience is, you know, getting biblical with it, but long suffering. You have to be able to stay, yes, be patient and wait, but you also have to be able to continue no matter what. Like, if it's really your goal, if you really feel called to something, can I strike? Can I look at them in the camera?
Yeah.
If you really feel called to something, you have to have a conviction and keep a conviction deep in your spirit, and you have to protect that dream and you have to protect that vision, because there's going to be a lot of people and a lot of things that are going to steer you off of it or distract you from it. So I got patience, I got long suffering, and I'm just going to say more than anything, like, keep the faith and have fun with it. I mean, like, what we're doing is we're creating, we're bringing things from, you know, the heavens that go into our minds and to our imagination, and we're birthing them forth, right?
Life, right?
And we're bringing them to life. That is creative. That's creative that energy. That's creation energy. That's the creator's energy. Have fun with that. Explore that. Be curious about that, right? And be curious about your career. We don't always know where we're going to go. I'm talking a lot. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Those are gems right there. You're dropping. I hope y'all heard. Thank you so much,
of course, Mama,
for, you know, yet again having another sit down with us.
Absolutely.
It's always a pleasure having you.
Thank you.
I had a ball watching, you know, the short film as well. Y'all should watch that,
Chocolate with Sprinkles.
And now, you know, I'm not gonna just let you go without giving you a little something.
Okay
I got a little swag bag for
thank you.
So this is black owned products in there, so you know,
okay,
enjoy them.
I'm sure I will
end up liking them.
Thank you. Is this a sweater?
Girl, that's for you to find out.
Oh,
there's so many good stuff in there.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I was already saying, so I'm an overpacker, and I was already saying I need to ship some stuff back to California because I've acquired a lot of stuff during this southern tour I've been on. So this is amazing. Ooh, it's all branded. Y'all, excellent and all thing. What's up, y'all? My name is Yumoria Wright, and you are listening to Sister Brunch Podcast.